Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm not getting it. Go talk, Annie.
Hello, 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 hello,
okay,
hello.
Okay, you're there. Dan, are you there? I'm waiting for Dan. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
There he is.
I love the little tap.
All right. Welcome to the, what's it called again?
The Unfiltered After Show. You and Kennedy both.
Well, it's been 2 weeks. The Unfiltered After Show. So how this works is we each bring a topic. None of the other people know what the topic is going to be. And then we discuss until we don't discuss. Sometimes it's stuff from the show. Sometimes it's stuff not from the show that we didn't have time to get to. Or sometimes it's just stupid nonsense. Kennedy is off on vacation, so it will be the three of us. So normally Kennedy goes first. I guess Annie?
Sure, I'll go first. So Saturday morning, I went and held signs. This local guy from the neighborhood is running for Norfolk County Treasurer. So I went and held signs for him, which was so much fun. Just, we were standing on Southern Artery in Quincy, which is like a really busy road, and just holding signs and waving to people and having them try to get them to beep. It was so much fun. But it got me thinking if I would ever run for political office. And I think that I would really enjoy to. I would like to help as many people as I could, especially, like, you know, local community stuff. I don't know if my dad says I'm going to be first woman president, but I don't think that they would ever let me do that. But
is that the trajectory you think you're on right now? First woman president?
Local radio host becomes first woman president. Sounds pretty good, Dan. I'm just saying, you know, Quincy girl making it real big in the White House. But I think that there's just so much pressure, and you realize how nasty people get. Even local politics can get so catty and so petty, and it's just so wild to think about, you know, that's on such a small scale, thinking about the Senate election that's going on right now, presidential election. And I want to know if you two would ever run for political office, and if you did, what's the worst thing they'd find out about you?
Well, first of all, I'm already an elected official, obviously.
Oh, of course.
Forget about that.
How can I forget?
Seasoned, grizzled politician you're speaking to
you're
here, Annie.
You're a veteran.
Do you have to get elected?
Yes.
Who has, how many people had to vote?
You vote in Charlestown. It's a neighborhood election.
So, oh, really?
Yes, and Charlestown is divided up into precincts.
Sure.
And so there are like 14 different precincts, so I had to go get all the signatures.
Yeah.
And then I have my little, I'm district, I think, four.
Mm-hmm. So you don't even know what district you are?
It's like, I'm one of them.
It's been a long year, Dan. I don't know if you know that. So, yeah, I did go out in politic, and I took a great photo that somebody took of me and my wife and my son at Christmas.
Yeah.
And I put that on the flyer and got the...
Oh.
So, yeah, I love it. I've always followed it, you know.
Sure.
I've always been into it. When I was in high school, I was treasury, I think, 1 year in student council. I was in DECA club, and I was president and a historian in that club. I think politics at its grassroots, you know, that local level you're talking about, is the most important thing we have in our country.
Yeah.
I think it is really where things happen, and you are able to speak your mind and share your voice.
Sure.
And those neighborhood meetings that sometimes can be so long and so boring.
You're like, it was 6 hours long.
But that's the last line of defense for your neighborhood. So
to make your community better, for sure.
Right.
I agree.
So yeah, I would.
Would you go bigger than what you're doing?
Well, yeah.
This is. Yeah. I mean, it's important. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but it's not like a paid position or anything like that. But you know, a representative or something like that, I could see doing something like that. Although you just always worry about your past,
yes,
coming back to haunt you.
Yes,
you have audio of all your past too. You can just look on our website.
I'm not even talking about that past. I'm talking about going like way back to the Army days.
Yep.
Yeah, I did some stupid, really stupid things that should not be talked about in public.
Right.
I don't know if there's record of that or, you know, back then we didn't have internet, which is good.
They can take anything against you, though.
Right,
even,
yeah.
Even
sure.
The fact that you were married before, they can spin that somehow. You know what I mean? Yeah, that, yeah. And that's the part that stinks. But
would you, Dan?
No, I would never run for office in a million years. Oh. I don't think I'd be good at it. And I have my girlfriend's dad is in local politics. He's a selectman in his area. And you'd have no idea, even at the minor local levels, how corrupt it still is.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
And how there's so much favoritism that goes on just in the local towns.
It's
and people
unbelievable.
Are getting, people are getting this job, or my son's going to get this job. How
yes.
much nepotism and general. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say where he's from because I'd blow his whole thing up. But there's so much.
Yeah.
And since he was fighting against that, they all got together to try to vote him out.
Of course they did.
And it's just because they all run for these positions locally to enhance their own businesses or their own gains, unfortunately. And even at a lower level, politics is just, it makes you feel dirty.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate.
We, as part of the neighborhood council in Charlestown, we have what they call a mitigation fund. When Spalding Hospital moved into Charlestown a few years back, and they give us about $150,000 every year to give to different nonprofits in Charlestown, which is awesome.
Yeah.
This year was the last year of it, unfortunately. But so we would have to get together, and all of these local organizations would come together and pitch what it was that they were going to do to improve the physical health and the mental health of the community. And then we would all get together and decide which organizations got the money and which didn't. And like you said, everybody had their own interests at heart.
That's all it is, yeah.
And I kind of felt bad because I'd sit there and see, like, I knew this guy that's on the neighborhood council. Well, his daughter ran this organization, and he cared more about her, and this person didn't know about that one. And they were all amazing organizations, but it became all about who knew who.
Yeah, your inherent biases as human is always going to be there.
You can't help it, right. You can't help it.
And I would never make it because I have my background. I'd be out the first day.
You'd be like, sir.
They're like, we did a quick Google search.
Do you really have a diploma or no? So I don't think you could find one for me.
It yeah, the answer is no.
Yeah, it'd be tough to find one.
They might find a record.
Oh. All right, so I want to talk about cologne and perfume here this morning.
Okay.
We went out, as I mentioned, we went out to dinner for the first time the other night.
Sure.
The four of us, me, my mother-in-law, my son, and my wife. And they got all gussied up. My wife put on makeup. She's like, I haven't done this very... I mean, it's the first time we've been out to eat since March. And my son has cologne. And he comes upstairs, and he gets this cologne from a very fancy friend of ours, Michael. Michael wears like $400 a bottle cologne.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
They and make cologne that expensive?
Are you kidding me?
Holy smokes.
I definitely didn't have cologne when I was 9.
So Michael gives Barrett all of the samples because cologne companies send him samples to his house.
Wow.
Because he spends so much money on these nice colognes. And he so like Bond number 5, look it up. I don't know how much that stuff is. It's probably $400 a bottle. But all these different colognes. So my wife's putting on her perfume. I decided to put on my little cologne. And Barrett's like, oh, I'm going to go get mine. Goes downstairs. He comes back up. He's like. So I took my two favorite colognes and put them both on. How do I smell? He put on two different colognes.
Oh. And he's experimenting with some smells. That's all.
It's like when you're at the fast food joint, you do a little bit of each soda.
Yes, exactly, Dan.
So we had to explain to him that's not how colognes work. And he was like, oh. So he left again. He washed it off and then put on a third cologne, which we thought was fun. Did you look up Bond number 5?
Let's see. Bond number 9.
Or bond number 9. I don't even know.
New York. Yeah. Let's see. The list price is $340, but.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
They're selling it at $135 for like a savings.
Well,
Amazon.
That's an eau de toilette. This is the actual parfum or whatever. This is the good stuff. So, my question to you is what is your go to cologne or perfume that you love that just stands out to you that, like, this is my all time favorite? Because I grew up wearing them, too. Like, I loved them when I was younger.
See, I never grew up wearing, obviously. I mean, look at me. But I always would go into, like, my Nana Phyllis's or my Auntie Leanne's, whatever, and would put stuff on. Now I'm wearing a Calvin Klein, but actually a couple months ago, I thought was perfume from American Eagle, and it was cologne. So I gave it to Dan.
It was unisex.
And it smells really good, but I was like, oh, this is definitely, like... This is more manly than this feminine.
She came into the studio and she's like, I got this, I thought this was for girls, but it's not. Do you want it? It's in my truck. I still use it sometimes, but I need to hop out and just get a quick spritz.
Smells pretty good.
My ex-stepfather number three, God rest his soul, was a cologne wearer, and he was a lot like our friend Michael. He loved to wear the expensive cologne, so I would raid his cologne collection. Yeah. So there was like Paco Rabanne was a big one back then. It was a very expensive cologne for the time. And Lagerfeld, I think, was another one. My favorites from back in the day was like Dracar. I don't know if you now you can get you can get Dracar, I think, at a
CVS
or Walgreens sure. for like $12.99. But when it came out, it was like the thing. Polo was a big one when I was a kid. And then Obsession. Do you remember?
That's what my dad wears.
Your dad wears Obsession?
Yes.
No wonder I'm drawn to him every time I see him. I want to hug the guy.
Obsession.
He always feels like such a weirdo buying it. He's like, I have to get my Obsession cologne.
So good.
But I just love it because...
But I thought it was for women.
They make a man one. But there's a whole... Like his whole closet's like, you know, local T-ball tournament t-shirts and then this Obsession cologne. I'm like, who are you?
He doesn't strike me as a cologne guy.
No, but that's what he
does. Does he wear it in like special circumstances?
He wears it to work. So I mean, well, not anymore. Now for work, he just has basketball shorts on every day. I'm like, have you bathed?
The best smelling man I've ever met in my life works at Mix.
Yes.
His name is Dan Justin. You hear him on the weekends or filling in a lot.
He's been around
and
for
he
a long
is,
time.
Yeah, he's a radio legend in Boston. But outside of that, he's the best smelling human.
He is the best smelling human being in the world.
Like you could tell he's coming from 15 feet away because it smells good, but it's not overpowering. I need to understand what that guy does.
And he won't even share with you what it is.
No.
It's like a secret sauce. He's like, this is my sweat.
But I feel like his skin smells like that now. Like, it's not even something he sprays. I just feel like that's part of him.
He just radiates?
Yes. Yes, that's what he sweats, and that's what he smells like.
I don't even buy cologne anymore. I just let my mother-in-law or my wife buy it for, like, my birthday.
And it'll last you.
Yeah, it lasts, like, a year. And then, so I just, whatever they buy me, they think I smell good in. So you just keep doing you.
Sure.
Easy enough.
I don't even know what it's called. I have a little bottle. It goes about a year. And then there's another one that shows up for the holidays.
Good enough.
That's awesome. All right, Producer Dan, what you got?
Yeah, so we talked about Simon Cowell a little earlier in the show.
Yeah.
And he's a 60-year-old man who got hurt on an electric bike.
He broke his back and had to have a 6-hour surgery.
That's pretty intense.
That's near fatal is what that is.
They said he was near paralysis, like if it was a centimeter different. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a serious injury.
Right.
But the whole, why at 60 do you want an electric bike?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the dumbest way you've hurt yourself? Because I've hurt myself in a myriad of stupid ways. I never have a cool story for my injuries.
I have so many stitches stories. I don't know if they were necessarily stupid, but they're freak accidents. Like, I slid into a lobster trap underneath the sand. We were playing pickle at Duxbury Beach, and it was buried underneath, and I didn't see it, and the lobster trap went through my knee. So that was stitches.
Oh.
I got a handle break in my leg. That one was pretty good.
What?
Handle
break from what? Your big wheel?
Were you on the pegs, or were you
driving? I was driving the bike. There was a girl on the pegs, and she jumped off, and the bike flipped, and the handle break stuck in my leg, and I had to pull it out, and there was, like, muscle everywhere. Ew. My stupidest one getting stitches was on my bicep right here. I was on a treadmill, and I don't know what I was doing. I, like, tried to jump off or something, and the like, thing that you put your thumb on for your heart rate was broken. It was just the wire, and the wire sliced my arm. So I've been to the Kearney Hospital, stitched me up quite a bit, about 6 summers in a row. I think my mom owes them a gajillion dollars, but yeah.
Every injury of mine is stupid because it's me trying to be athletic.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It's true.
At least you're doing something athletic when you get hurt.
I mean, I caught an elbow to my Adam's apple at Boston Sports Club in over there right in Medford.
Yeah.
Is that Medford Station Landing? Where is that?
You were playing a basketball game, weren't you?
Yeah.
All his life.
Yeah. And this guy who was like roid rage guy.
Sure.
Firefighter, tatted up, former Marine, huge.
Awesome.
And he was the guy that would collect a rebound and thought he was in the NBA and do one of those Charles Barkley.
Got to clear your area.
Elbows out.
But he would throw his elbows up. Now, I'm 6'3". I'm 2 inches taller than him. So you tell me how he caught me with an elbow in the Adam's apple. And it was funny because I don't think you guys were here for this.
I wasn't here, no.
But I was fine. So it happened. You know, it hurt a little bit. I went home, went to bed, got up the next morning. And, like, I don't talk to anybody. Got here. Went to talk and couldn't. And, like, they had to send me back home. They're like, Sal called. He's like, go home. You sound terrible. So, yeah, most of mine are just stupid basketball injuries.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so I broke my ankle skateboarding. I can't tell you how many times as a kid.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ankles are tough.
Caught a, got stitches with a surfboard one time. Mm. Caught the skeg, the fin, just right across my leg. Tore it up.
I feel like this could be you, though. Now that you're, you know, you're
60 on an electric bike?
You're 52, but I feel like we're getting
I want an electric skateboard.
He's a very active 52.
You really are.
Which is why he gets hurt so much.
But I could see you on like a hoverboard or something trying
I want an electric skateboard. I told my wife I wanted that for my birthday. Mm.
But like, I can see you trying to cruise down the streets of Charlestown and hurting yourself somehow.
Yeah, that'll be his new injury story.
Going ass over tea kettle somehow.
I was talking to my dad about this, you know, over my birthday, just about, you know, his age, too.
Sure.
And he's still active. Like, my dad is still getting after it. He, like, works out every day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how old are you? He's like, 75. I was like, man. Well, he's going to be 75.
Yeah, he's a young 75 for sure.
Yeah. I asked him, by the way, it's completely unrelated to any of this. I asked him if he wanted to come on the show. His birthday is coming up in a couple of weeks. He'll be 75. I thought it might be fun to, like, talk to him about it.
Yeah, we need his life lessons.
Yeah.
Because that man thrives.
He does pretty well. He's building a house.
What?
Keep spending my inheritance.
You're like, stop.
How about you, Dan?
You're spending Barrett's inheritance. It's a cycle.
That's true.
Shh. your rationale over there.
I know. Well, you're making sense.
Were you going to tell us about a
Oh, sure. I get hurt all the time. I'll run through my last.
Oh, you got a list.
Let's just do the last three because it's all in the last year.
Yeah.
A lot of dancing injuries, I feel like.
Yep. Currently, the last one was this summer in the pool. Who can get hurt in a pool? It's very low weight and gravity.
Were you playing like volleyball in the
pool?
We
were playing pool volleyball. It got real intense. And my foot slipped while I was diving for the ball to make a point.
Oh.
For the record, we got the point, but I heard snap, crackle, pop in my knee, and I've been looking around since.
But you laid your body out on the line, and for that, I respect
you. Yeah, we won the game. I'm still MVP. I was like Paul Pierce, carried me out in a wheelchair. I came back.
Fourth quarter.
You're always
came
getting
back.
The dubs. You're always getting the dubs, Dan.
The last one before that was at a wedding that I was in the bridal party of. I was a groomsman, and I hurt my knee dancing to Fireball by Pitbull. When
it's
he goes,
banger.
We're taking it down. I took it down too far.
Couldn't get back up.
Nope, and was out for months.
Yep.
And then the one before that, last September, so we're still in the same year.
Yep, fiscal year for sure.
I went to Nashville, and it was 3 a.m., and I was hammered drunk, and I walked off a curb that was 6 inches off the ground, and I was in a walking boot. For 6 weeks, stepping off the curb.
Nashville will get you.
I was in a walking boot for 6 weeks. I had to fly back and go to a Billy Joel concert the same day.
Yep.
And I was like, does anyone want to stand up the whole show so I can rest my foot?
I feel like that'd be cool.
I'm not going to call out my wife or anything, but I want to call out my wife real quick. We have friends that have a house in Nantucket, and they do this girls trip. And so occasionally she'll go out there for the girls trip. And my wife, you see my wife, she's like 5'2", 120 pounds soaking wet. And she'll forget to eat and then have like 2 or 3 glasses of wine.
That gets you.
And, you know, she'll do it on a night where like she went to Nantucket that day, so she had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
So by the time you get to 10 o'clock at night, you've had no sleep, you've had no food, 3 glasses of wine, and it's a problem. And you go to get out of the cab in Nantucket, and she falls out of the cab onto their driveway, which is all this like white shell.
Yep.
And knee scraped. Knee, you know, hands all scraped up. She did it 3 years in a row.
Oh, Lana.
Falling out of the cab 3 years in a row.
Yo, she parties in Nantucket.
Let's go, girl.
Just like, will you please just like slow down getting out of the cab?
At least tuck and roll. Pulling shells out of your palm.
Nantucket roll. Should be a thing. Anyway, I guess that's it.
There you go.
Hey, it's good to be back.
We did it.
Hey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.